your free Zoom Room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom Video Conferencing.
News Talk 1230 KFJB. Good morning to you. 66 degrees at 834. And it is time for yet another experience. Marshalltown. Here's Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Val Ruff.
The glass today.
I didn't have your microphone on. Right,
okay. So good morning.
Good morning to you.
And
how
I said,
how in the wide, wide world of sports are you?
Good. And how are you? You're on the other side of the glass today.
Yes, I know. Okay. Kyle had some business to take
all
care
right.
of. And so here I are and there you are.
Good. Well, thank you for tuning in to Experience Marshalltown. So today's guests are Heidi Drazy. Heidi is the Health and Wellness Coordinator, and Angie Paxson, and she is the Health and Wellness Director at the YMCA-YWCA here in Marshalltown. So welcome in, ladies.
Good morning.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun things to talk about today. And when we originally kind of set this up, we were going to talk about it's the summer solstice sunset yoga.
Yes.
Wow.
We're excited. Marshalltown is loving their yoga lately, and we want to bring you more.
I know. That's so exciting. So I love the new moon yoga. That was really fun. I really enjoyed that. And
that
so this will be a great experience. So tell us a little bit more about what's going to happen this afternoon, later today,
yeah,
I should say.
Absolutely. Tonight at the Grimes Farm Conservation Center at their amphitheater, that'll be a beautiful sunset backdrop on today, which is the summer solstice. So happy summer solstice. The yoga will take place from tonight from 8 to 9 p.m. And the beauty about having it from 8 to 9 at 8:51, that is when the sun sets. So we're really hoping those clouds part way so we can enjoy our event tonight. Now, if the weather doesn't quite work out for us, we are going to make it to next Thursday so we can enjoy that summer sunset. However, if you're wanting to know more information about that, check at the Marshall County Conservation Center after 2 p.m. or on the Facebook event, also from the Marshall County Conservation Facebook page. So
hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate and
absolutely,
she'll just be nice from about 8:30 to 9:30.
Yes, please. Yes. So that is for our patrons here in Marshalltown, ages 12 plus, only $5. We already have enough interest, so this event no longer requires registration, so you can just come on out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Great. And you do such a nice job, Heidi,
with
yoga.
I really enjoy it. So you can bring your yoga mats and water. We do have some yoga mats, first come, first serve basis. We've had a lot of popularity, so they've been running out. You can also bring just a beach towel, or if you don't mind a little bit of dew, you can use the grass, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Awesome. So if you want to take advantage of that, you know, Heidi just shared all the information, and we'll recap all this kind of at the end of the show. But so, Angie, let's talk a little bit about some of the other, either programming that you have coming up that you want listeners to know about. I just wanted to share, too, and we talked about this, is that Tuesdays and Thursday mornings I take a water aqua class, and I absolutely love it. And it's been a great way to kind of not have the aches and pains, but have such a great workout, you know?
Yes, I agree. And what you are talking about is the deep water aerobics, and that is with Kat, and she's amazing.
She is amazing, yes.
And the one program that I want to highlight today is the Aqua Body Strong. And so that is kind of a neat gadget we have. It's a floating yoga board, but don't let the yoga board make you think that it's only yoga, because there's a lot of HIIT interval training. There's strength, there's core work. It's everything. And since we have Heidi here, Heidi also does yoga on the board in the water on Fridays at 12:15.
Yes, 12:15.
So there's something for everybody at the Y, from infants all the way up to 90 plus.
Yeah.
You know, we really try to offer something for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, we really do love to have all ages come to see us.
Yeah, and it's busy. I'm taking a 6 o'clock class, and so when you get there, the Y parking lot is busy. I mean, people are coming in, and so I know lots of folks are taking advantage of it. Is there any, so that's what you call Aqua Body Strong. I know that they've encouraged me to attend, and so I'll get brave one of these days and do that Aqua Body Strong.
Well, you should let me know. I'll come with you.
Okay. All right. It's always better when you have a buddy.
Yes.
Don't you agree? I love just having a buddy. Like, let's go to yoga or let's go to whatever and just bring a person to come with you.
A little bit of accountability, and it's always a good time.
I know. Absolutely.
Yeah. Heidi's done a really nice job for us getting us outside of the walls of the Y. But if you would like to talk about the yoga that takes place inside the walls of the Y, that would be great,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely. So my regular class is actually Tuesday, Thursday mornings from 9:05 to 9:50. Just a 45-minute class, really geared to those that are beginner to intermediate. A lot of what you see on what we bring to the community, you know, we don't want to scare you.
Yeah.
There's many types of yoga to experience. So if you have experienced one before and it wasn't really your thing, come try a different class. So we do have three classes, 6 to 6:30. It's called Yoga Stretch with Denise Case. She's amazing if you're an early riser.
Okay.
And also in the evening, we have a 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. class with rotating instructors as well. So
yeah, lots of opportunities. Absolutely. And different time slots.
Yes.
And
yep, yeah, with us.
So there's really no excuse because there's plenty of time slots.
Many modifications too. So yeah, we can always
you do a nice job with
we
that.
Can always modify so it's available to you.
Great. So that kind of wraps up our first segment of Experience Marshalltown, and we will be right back.
The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau has the resources you need to make your event a success. Marshalltown has many amenities that make us the perfect location to hold your meetings, conventions, and tournaments. We offer tour and site visits, welcome bags, media contacts, name badges, information on speakers, caterers, and entertainment, and more. Your successful event is a priority. For more information, go to the website, marshalltown.org/visit, or call me, Val Ruff, at the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. Marshalltown, meet in the middle for fun.
Isle of Green's Moonlight Madness sale is June 21st. Get unbelievable savings, including 10-inch hanging baskets, 3 for $24, 12-inch hanging baskets, 2 for $19.99, 10-inch tubs, $9.99, 3-inch pots, 75 cents, herbs, $1, shrubs, $9.99, 14-inch combo planters, $12.99, additional 25% off clearance rack and off chemicals, excluding plant food. Closed during the day Thursday with doors open at 5, sale goes until 7, only at Isle of Green in Marshalltown.
Adventure Bay Water Park is now open at Adventureland. Ride the waves and soak up the sun in the oceans of aquatic fun. Fun for the whole family, and it's all included with your admission to Adventureland Park. Two great parks, all for one low price. Open daily at 10 a.m. in Des Moines.
Central Iowa HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at CentralIowaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs somebody that work.
News Talk 1230 KFJB, 18 minutes. 18 minutes. Now, before 9 o'clock, if I push the right button, you could probably hear me a little bit better. But I know I have the right button up as Experience Marshalltown continues with Val Ruff.
Thank you, Ken. So this morning on Experience Marshalltown, we have Heidi Drazy and Angie Paxson with the YMCA, YWCA. And we're in here talking about all the great programming that's going on at the Y. And so thanks again, ladies, for being here. And we are going to talk a little bit. Angie's going to talk about some things that are fun and new for the youth out there in the community that might want to participate.
Yes, we have a brand new youth powerlifting club. So the sport of powerlifting is based on three activities. It's the bench, the squat, and the deadlift. So the youth in this club will work on these three specific lifts and then also the other activities to develop full body strength. And it's led by Kurt Shaver, who is a certified trainer here at RY. And it's Monday through Thursday, 10 to 11:30 a.m. And then again on those same days from 5 to 6:30 p.m. And it's for ages 8 to 18. So it's a large age spread. We've got, I think, 18 kids signed up. And, oh, my gosh, they love it.
I bet.
they have a lot of fun with Mr. Kurt.
I bet. That's a great opportunity for kiddos to get out and, you know, if they're active and they want to you know, burn some calories or energy or whatever. Yeah, what a great way to introduce them into being a fit kid.
Yes, exactly. We really want to instill those healthy habits early in life. And so we're one of the only facilities in Marshtown that lets the kids come in. So we love our kiddos.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because that's what we need, those places for kiddos to go. It's a safe place. And so anything else that you have for the kids, that for somebody who might be listening that's looking for something for their kiddo for the summer?
We do have summer day camp that goes on, and that is kind of more of like a child watch, but you can drop your kids off before work and then pick them up after work. And Dev Grove is the director for that. And so they do take field trips every Thursday. I'm trying to remember now where they're going today. And, of course, I've drawn a blank. But they do some fun things with the kids.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. And then, you know, we've always got swim lessons for the kids. And if, you know, you're unable to get your kid to the swim lessons, the day camp counselors will bring them over. Miss Kimmy Cups, we have in the Dance Connection, we've got some summer dance camps going on. You can find all this information on our Facebook page. And on our Facebook page, you can also see Silly Stretch. I do that on Monday mornings, and it's usually around between 8:15 and 8:30. And they put goofy filters over my face and just...
I'm pretty sure I saw a Darth Vader on you.
I think so. And there's been masks and like a wizard mask. You name it, and I've been...
Well, you know what? That's the fun stuff, though. That's fun. Yeah. You know, it makes it fun, and people can tune in and see who's on the Facebook video and what's going on. And so I understand there's been a lot of attention to Tara's little video. That Tara's kind of the face of the.
Yeah. Yep, she's the face when you walk in.
Yeah,
about the first one you see.
Yeah. So anything other? I know you have lots. I think the thing that we talked about earlier is there's lots of programming that goes on at the Y, and I don't think people are even aware. So check out the website. You know, there's pretty much something for everybody.
There really is,
regardless of what age or.
Yeah, you can go to the Facebook page, or you can do the website at YMCA-YWCA.org and check that out. Give Tara a call. You know, she pretty much knows it all about the Y. And if she doesn't, the good thing about her, she can transfer you to anybody that does have the answers to your questions.
That's great. That's great. So I know that also something coming up, and I think that Kim had asked us to kind of talk about, is the cultural walking tour.
Oh, yes.
And that's going to take next week. On the 28th.
Two sessions for that. Last few years going down, you get to explore all the different businesses and restaurants that maybe you haven't stepped foot in.
Or I know, and it's really fun.
Sure about. And lo and behold, it's available to you. You can visit anytime. But yeah, you get lots of samples. Always a good time.
Yeah, and we get to learn about
your appetite.
Yeah, and we get to try some kind of new ethnic food that maybe we haven't tried before.
Exactly.
And get into places, and you're just like, wow, I didn't know all this was great food and fruits and vegetables and things that we get to experience.
Your favorite place? It might be next, right?
I know. Yeah. Well, yeah.
You get to learn a little bit about from the shop owners, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I like how they do a little informational session at each little shop.
Yep. So that you
restaurant.
Can. Yeah. So one of my favorites that I actually had never been to, the bakery,
Laura's
Bakery.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And now she's moved, and it's expanded, and it's she's got some of the most amazing breads.
I know.
Oh, wow. So she has this, I just have to share this because I'm like hungry, always in the morning. So she has this like a yeast roll, and she puts cream cheese and jalapenos in it.
That and it's like, that's amazing. The best.
It is awesome. So anyway, that's just, so those are the things that you kind of get started doing. And so I would encourage, if you haven't been on the cultural walking tour, to call the Y and get signed up. It's a really a fun experience. And you kind of go down together. You're in a group, and it's, it's a really fun time.
And you can caravan down or meet down there, and there's no cost.
Yes.
Just register.
Yes.
It's free. Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and talk, Heidi. I know there was a few things that you wanted to talk about, that yoga that's taking place out in the community.
Yes. So aside for tonight, we've got more opportunities for you. Down on 13th Street, we've been doing yoga in the park. We're in our fourth season. We've had some great turnouts, awesome weather. The next one will be July 14th and again on July 28th from 8 to 9 a.m. And it's right in front of the statue Echo. So you can't miss us. There's no cost to that. free will donation. All proceeds do go back to the 13th Street District to support future events. And then we'll have a select dates also in August, too.
Sure.
So we'll go right to the 25th.
Right. And so there's something kind of fun that you've added to the Marshalltown Art Festival, which is going to be in a new location in downtown on July 21st. So tell us a little bit about what's going to happen that morning.
At the Marshalltown Arts Festival from 8 to 9 a.m. Between the Susie Sauer Glick House and the Taylor Schoolhouse in that green space, we'll be doing yoga at the art festival. So we're really excited to bring that. And I hear a rumor that if you come to the yoga, you'll get to have a sneak peek of seeing what the vendors will be offering that day.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Sneak peeks are always fun.
Sneak peeks are. Yes. So the art festival will open at 10 a.m. But yeah, come on down and get your exercise in. And it's
so thank you for bringing yoga out to the community. I think people have really enjoyed it. I know you've had you've had great attendance. I know on 13th Street, sometimes we got all squeezed together and it's really fun. We get in there all nice and cozy. And
always room for one more.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So we hope to see you there. There's no registration for that, no cost. That's just like yoga in the park, just show up.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that'll be fun, I think, to have the art festival move into the downtown and 11 performing artists, some on the live stage near the band shell at the courthouse, and then I think they got 6 for the gallery garden throughout the day, and just come in and make a day of the art festival.
It is a great time, and all the new rumors, it's going to be even better than it ever has been before.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So ladies, is there anything else within this segment that you want to cover? Maybe just share the WISE website, anything. I know there's lots of stuff, so it's like...
Sure. I mean, if you do go to the WISE website, you can go to the class schedule. So we have talked very extensively about yoga, and that's something amazing that Heidi's doing to get out in the community. There's plenty of other classes that we do offer at the Y, and you kind of mentioned your water class, the deep water aerobics in the morning. We run classes all day long, and there's something for everyone. You can try 3 classes for free, and so bring a friend or contact me. I'll come with you to class just to make sure you get in there, kind of find your place and feel comfy in there, and, you know, we'll welcome you with open arms.
Sure. And I just want to share this, too, that I think it's really neat. In the lap pool, if you're not a person that likes to take classes and you would like to, you know, exercise on your own, there's folks that come in early morning and just do lap swim the lap pool. So there's always folks in there just swimming laps.
Yep, and we have lap swim, you know, early morning times, mid-morning times, throughout the noon hour, and then again in the afternoon. So hopefully we can, you know, be available for anybody who wants to come before work, at lunch, or after work, or during the day.
And you're getting all this new equipment. I heard about a new stepper that someone said is a beast.
Oh, my land. It's the power mill, and it is a beast. Yes.
Okay.
It's quite interesting. It's kind of like an escalator that works against you. it's a good workout.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. And we will be right back with the final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau has the resources you need to make your event a success. Marshalltown has many amenities that make us the perfect location to hold your meetings, conventions, and tournaments. We offer tour and site visits, welcome bags, media contacts, name badges, information on speakers, caterers, and entertainment, and more. Your successful event is a priority. For more information, go to the website, marshalltown.org/visit, or call me, Val Ruff, at the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. Marshalltown, meet in the middle for fun.
Scaffolds are down, drywallers and painters have left, and new furniture is in place. The Lennox Employees Credit Union remodeling project is complete. The result is a state-of-the-art, more convenient, and open Lennox Employees Credit Union. You're invited to see the changes. The Lennox Employees Credit Union would like to thank its members for your patience during the remodeling process. We hope you'll agree after you see the results. It was all worth it. Lennox Employees Credit Union, 1004 East Main Street in Marshalltown. Online at lennoxecu.com. Member NCUA.
During Iowa's hot summers, quality custom blinds from Graber not only complete the look of your room, but they also keep the sweltering sun out of your house. Blinds help the air conditioner keep your home cool and comfortable, and quality custom blinds also keep the sun from fading your furniture.
Hi, it's Steph and Anna, the interior designers at Strands. Come into Strands now and let Anna and I tell you about how you can get a free upgrade to top-down, bottom-up blinds from Graber. Enjoy these savings during Graber's summer promotion, going on now at Strands, your paint, flooring, and window treatment store, 11 East Meadow Lane in Marshalltown.
You, we are back now at 8:53 with more Experience Marshalltown. Here's Val.
Thanks a lot, Ken. So this morning we've had two great visitors with us today. Our guests were Heidi Drazy and Angie Paxson, both health and wellness coordinator and director at the YMCA YWCA. Lots of great things we've been talking about this morning. When we originally started, if you're just tuning in, we were talking about that summer solstice
yoga.
And it's a sunset yoga.
Yes.
Which will be amazing. So more to come on that, or we'll talk about that. Or we can just, if you, you know, there's some things that are, it's time related, and with the weather, we're just asking that you kind of check in with the Grimes.
Marshall County Conservation Center. So you can go to their Facebook page, or you can call
and
out
know,
to their
by 2 o'clock, right?
By 2 p.m.
Okay. So Heidi Drazy is here, and we are going to talk a little bit now in this segment about support that the Y offers their members.
Yes.
Lots of great support programs, and so I'll just let you take it away with that.
Absolutely. So part of what I do up at the Y is I oversee the wellness coaches, and what I do as well as the wellness coaches is meet one-on-one with our members. There's no cost to set up an appointment. So once you get that membership, we understand that sometimes our building looks a little overwhelming. We have a great facility here. We are so lucky to have one of the best YMCAs in the state of Iowa.
We really are.
Well, shout out to us there.
It's a gem.
Yes. You've got two full-size pools, two full-size basketball courts, three racquetball courts. We have four studios, a power lifting area, a hit room, and a full gym with many different equipment. As you mentioned, we just received four new pieces for different types of equipment, the power mill being one, and some new treadmills. You know, those get a lot of miles there.
Yeah, they do.
So you got to keep up with that.
But sure.
Yes. Once you get that membership, you can make an appointment. You mentioned Tara. Tara is a great person to talk to at the service desk, or you can come see me, Heidi Drazy, on the floor, and we can get an appointment set up. You can have a half hour, an hour with one of our wellness coaches. We want to talk about why you are here. We know not everybody has the same goals, and we want to meet you where you're at. So we talk about your goals. We do have a program called Active Track. So if you're looking for a way to get your resistance, your strength training in, but you're not really sure where to start, this is a great app where we will teach you, train you. We do an overall fitness assessment, and then there's an algorithm that will set up how much weight it recommends for you. But you always have the power to override that. If you're not somebody that likes to use an app, we do have a kiosk as well as a print-off.
Okay.
And you can just enter your information on the kiosk. It'll keep track of your strength training, your cardio, and there's even a nutrition portion if you want a little bit of advice around that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great.
No cost to members.
Wow.
That is complimentary. So
that's
all
very
you have
nice.
To do is reach out.
Yeah, that's good to know, because I think sometimes things are intimidating when it comes to fitness and our health, and we're not sure about ourselves. And so that's nice to know that, you know, if we need help, just, you know.
We're here to support you.
Yeah. So that's great to know. So I just want to thank you for being on and sharing, and thank you for all the great things you're doing in the community at the Y and bringing yoga and everything outside of the Y, Heidi.
Thank you. It is a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Today.
Thanks for being here. So I'm going to just take the last couple minutes here, and I always like to give a community update about all of the great things that are going on. All this information that I'm going to share with you is available on the Convention and Visitors Bureau website. You just go to marshalltown.org and click on that event tab, and the June calendar will come up, and you'll see all of these amazing things that we have going on. In fact, it looks like we've got like eight things just on Saturday alone. So tonight, as Heidi had shared with us, the summer solstice sunset yoga at Grimes Farm. History on 3rd is going to be taking place at the Iowa River Brewery with the Marshall County Historical Society of Marshall County. I always get that kind of mixed up. Sorry. So then the other thing, we moved to Friday, and at 12:30, there's kicking off the four-person best shot to benefit the United Way. At 5:30 is our first Live After Five this coming Friday at the Orpheum. So that kicks off kind of that summer Live After Five series. Grab a friend. Come on down and listen to live music. Friday night races. Also live at the brewery at 8 p.m. on Friday is some music. And I'm going to quick go through what we got going on Saturday. No River Days Festival in Gilman, the Farmers Market, downtown Marshalltown. There's a kids fishing derby at the Riverside Cemetery. The LeGrand Fire and EMS are having a lunch as a little fundraiser. There's a pork burger meal. Relay for Life is taking place at the Marshalltown High School. Live at the brewery, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. And we've got moved to Sunday, and there's some swimming lessons. Lots of stuff going on. Just check that out on our website at marshalltown.org, the event tab. And then I just want to thank you for listening to Experience Marshalltown. Have a great day.
This is Gordon Deal from This Morning, America's First News. Our staff and hosts bring you a first look at the top news stories of the day, including international and